Are you a doctor who is overwhelmed, stressed out, and underpaid? Learn to monetize your medical degree beyond the hospital walls and turn your purpose into profit. It's time to create the freedom that you truly deserve. So grab a pen and get ready to gain momentum with Chief Medical Mogul, Dr. Dre.
Hello, Medical Moguls. Our guest today is Dr. Kehlani Tewit. Dr. Kehlani, also known as your Caribbean doctor, is a board-certified family medicine physician, best-selling author of BIRE, a Caribbean handbook to develop healthy habits. She's also the creator of IRE Vitamins, a natural nutritional supplement company, through her concierge medical services and aesthetic practice, which I'm so excited to talk about today. She helps busy professionals achieve optimal health on the go. She was born in Trinidad, Trini, West Indies, also raised in Brooklyn. I wish y'all could see her, actually. She's up here shaking like she's at Carnival. Look at her.
Right.
Raised in Brooklyn, New York. She's a world-class education from Carnegie Mellon for her undergrad, master's in biomedical sciences, and her DO degree from the Philadelphia College of Osteopathy and Medicine. And she completed her family medicine internship and residency from Inspira Medical Center in New Jersey. Dr. Kehlani, welcome to the Monetize Your Medical Degree podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's get down to it. So I've already shared your bio, but can you tell our doctors the real story, the real goods behind the Dr. Kehlani brand?
Sure. Okay. Well, let's start from the beginning. As Dr. Dre stated, I was born on a small island called Trinidad and Tobago. It's actually twin islands right above South America near Venezuela, and it's located in the Caribbean Sea. And I was raised by my grandparents, my mother, and my extended family. And from when I was a little girl, my mother always encouraged me to go above and beyond. I was constantly told that my education is my key to success. However, you have to put in the work because opportunities are earned and not given. So when I migrated to the concrete jungle of New York City, my single mother made sure I was engaged and exposed to a multitude of opportunities. I was very athletic. I had excelled in multiple sports while achieving top grades in a highly competitive international baccalaureate program in high school. I was the president of the National Honor Society, and I had a distinguished honor of giving the high school graduation speech entitled Soar Like an Eagle. And in college, I worked three jobs. I completed my bachelor's degree in biology while being a pre-medical student. And everybody knows how tough that is. So as I continued on, I applied to medical school and I didn't get in the first time. So I decided to do a post-baccalaureate program in biomedical sciences at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. And through one of my mentors, I was able to get into the medical school and complete my degree and finally get my goal of becoming a doctor. But what inspired me to become a doctor? Well, during my summers, I would travel back to the Caribbean and visit my family. And it was heartbreaking to see my grandparents who raised me. Actually, my grandmother, she suffered a massive stroke. And my grandfather was the one that cared for her because she couldn't speak, she couldn't talk, she couldn't walk. And my family decided to apply for a visa to get her to America to see if there were any advanced treatments that can help her improve her healthcare. But unfortunately, it was too late. And I felt helpless at that time. But that helplessness helped me fuel my desire to become a physician. And so that's what I kind of helped me get into medical school at that time. So while I'm in school, I'm working hard. I still had two jobs working in the library doing research. But then during my third year of medical school, I ended up becoming pregnant. And imagine being on the brink of success, ready to graduate medical school, being a leader and a go-getter, dreaming of the day that you'll become this world-renowned trauma surgeon, because that's what I wanted to do. And then your life is changed by seeing an unplanned positive pregnancy test. In hindsight, I was numb. I kept it to myself and pushed through. I didn't want to answer a million questions. What do you want to do? Are you going to take time off? Where's the father? Honestly, I didn't have any answers. But all I knew was that this baby was inside of me and that he was safe. I really didn't want him to come out. Here I was with no job, essentially homeless, because when you're in rotations, you're traveling from different sites, and I'm a single parent. But reality came in when I finally first felt that like baby tap in your stomach. And I called it a love tap. And I knew that this thing inside of me was growing and I had to protect it. I had to take care of it. And that's when I realized I had the power to control my destiny. So I finally spoke with my school and I came up with a plan and I decided to move home closer to my mother so that she can help me take care of my son while I completed medical school. And so it was this life-altering course that was kind of divinely designed. And it was a blessing in the middle of a storm that pushed me to become the best physician that I can be. So essentially, every day I look at my son and I think of all the single mothers out there that are struggling to make ends meet. I see myself in them. I see my mother in them. I see my friends and my patients in them. Because of this, I have created my own concierge medical practice called My Caribbean Doctor. And this is a concierge practice that provides house calls and telemedicine to busy professionals who want to optimize their health on the go. And so many single moms and independent moms, as I like to call them, don't have the luxury to be spending the whole day waiting in the doctor's office for an hour or two just to get their medical care. And so I try to meet them where they are, on their time, in their environment, whether it's while on their lunch break, whether they're at work, whether they're homesick with their kids, I try to take care of them wherever they are. And then also, as a mother and a nurturer and a caregiver, I like to help support those single moms because I feel like they're undervalued and underappreciated. And that's why I created the Flourish Gift Box, which is a luxury physician curated subscription box which helps to celebrate single moms and it helps to pamper them and show them that, you know what, we care and we support them. So that's what I do.
I love all of that story. It was really... Your grandmother seemed to be the center of your life because she raised you in Trinidad. Then when you get into medical school, you got pregnant with Kai. That's my nephew. We love him. He's like, he's 12, right? 12, 13, something like that.
Yeah.
12, 13, there's 12. And then it was, which I cannot believe that you wanted to be a trauma surgeon. That's so not your personality.
Oh, like, finally inspired.
Like, so like she's such a holistic kind of preventative care kind of doctor to be a trauma surgeon. But I guess she could be a trauma surgeon and still be about the preventative care life, right?
Well, yeah, I actually like the glue and the gore and the excitement. And I even remember doing a surgical rotation where this guy fell off his motorcycle and like he lost like 4 liters of blood. And they went in and they found the bleed, stopped it, and he was able to walk out of the hospital about a month later. And that's the part of surgery that I enjoyed at that time. But
Well, that's why you like procedures now. You in your aesthetic practice, you do a lot of procedures, but that kind of helps you get that fixed there. So not trauma surgery, more like aesthetics now.
Yeah. So that's what I love about family medicine. You could tailor it to whatever you want to do. So I still get to do a lot of procedures. And with aesthetics, it kind of fuses art and medicine together and you get to see instant results. So I love it when my patients are happy about and pleased about their aesthetic look. It helps to boost their confidence.
And I love when you say that you provide health on the go. Being a Caribbean doctor, carnival, you know, movement, moving around. I just love all of that you bring health on the go. I love it. So the other thing that stood out to me was, you know, when you had the son and you were like, oh, this is the first time you said, I need to take control of my life. Because I am my best advocate. And the doctors that are listening out there, that's what you need to do wherever you are in your life now. You are your best advocate. Take control of your life and learn how to monetize your medical degree like Dr. Kehlani. So what has been the most difficult part of your journey?
For me, the most difficult part of my journey is organizing my time so that I can be the most effective and the most creative and involved in my business as I can be. I do still have a 9-to-5 job, and that is very busy and taxing as a medical director of that practice, but I have to make sure that I create time to be creative, make sure that I schedule time to have time with my family and also have time to not just work in my business, but to work on my business. And so a lot of times I had to learn to give up a little bit of control and delegate and hire the right people to help me bring my business to the level that I wanted to be, because I realized I was a limiting factor in my business. And in order to accelerate my business, I had to hire the right staff to help me get where I needed to be.
Build a team. Medical moguls, entrepreneurs that are listening, she is saying build a team and get organized. So obviously you use project management systems to kind of keep your team organized. I know, because I've seen your project management system, and it's very difficult. You actually are, you have a challenging life. You're in a, can I talk about everything? Probably not. You're in a new relationship. We are, you are, you're in a new relationship. Y'all should see her face. You know, the Caribbean girls always keep everything secret, right? They don't like to tell anything, right? If they're from the Caribbean, everything is hidden. You need secret, but she's in a new relationship, new lover alive. We have, you know, bonus stuff going on. We have the child, Kai's like 12. So you just moved to a new place. You are super busy. You just moved to a different practice too. And you have your own practice. You're doing aesthetics. You have your vitamin line. You have your book. You have your subscription box that you're doing. You are super, super busy. So yes, your schedule is everything. So medical moguls, doctors, did you listen to all those things she's doing? And she's a mother, and she's a significant, she has a partner, you know, and having a partner is a lot by itself, even without a child. Right? Having a partner is a lot by itself, even without a child. It's a lot to do. You have to spend time with them. You have to nurture that relationship so they can be around you forever. Okay, so what has been the number one way you have monetized your medical degree?
I would say the number one way I monetize my medical degree is through advertisement and utilizing word of mouth. So in my Ivy Vitamins supplements, that has flourished through word of mouth. A lot of times it's about having people actually use your products and talk about it. And so the more people, or the more hands I get it in, the more people talk about it, the more people order. And so the good old fashioned way of doing that is by giving people samples, maybe working with influencers, working with my patients, and having them comment, leaving reviews to help promote the brand. The other way is through advertising. You can't be cheap when you're trying to build a business. The only way to get your product in front of multiple different people is to advertise it. Sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And so in order to kind of push my Flourish gift box, and I wanted to get it in front of other single mothers, I had to promote it and advertise it, so that those people can see what it is that I'm offering. And the gift box isn't just for single moms. Anybody could use it. I've had men use it, and they actually really love the lotion inside of there. They love the Momentum intimacy products, the lubricant, the teas. I've had a lot of different people. It wasn't just single moms, married people, younger people, older people. So the more people you get it in front of, the more your product will sell.
So advice to doctors listening, what's the number one step that they need to do to actually step out there to monetize their medical degree outside of the traditional clinic, outside of the traditional hospital wall?
If you're not sure how to do that, I would certainly say invest in getting a coach who can help you get to your dreams and your goals in a shorter time frame. Because as a physician, you just don't have the time to do all the research and all the time to figure out, okay, which platform should I use? How do I market this? How do I get my brand out there? Because you don't have the luxury to sit around and do all the research. If you're someone who maybe has more control of your schedule, maybe you do have that time, but most of us still work a 9-to-5. So we have to juggle multiple different things. And so it's important to get a coach to kind of help guide you and direct you and to motivate you and just make sure that your tribe, those people who are in your circle, are also on a different level than you. You don't want to just surround yourself with like-minded people, and you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. So you always want to be able to contribute and help somebody else out, but you also need knowledge yourself. So always surround yourself with an amazing tribe of people from different levels, and get a coach to kind of help push you through and get you to the level where you want to be.
So get a coach and just surround yourself with people that are doing way better than you.
Yes, of course, always. But don't forget to give back.
And don't forget to give back. So I love, you know, when I first started my business, Medical Moguls Inc., way back in the day, I love going to the business conferences. And this was new. Like, you know, I'm in business, not medical conferences. That's not what I love going to. I would go to business conferences with multi-dollar figure billionaires, millionaires. And I love being the brokest person in the room. That was great for me. I'm like, I'm the brokest person in the room. Everyone was pouring into me, pouring into ideas for my business, giving me real actionable item strategy, real life strategies to help scale what I was doing. So always be the brokest one in the room so you can learn how to scale your business even faster than you would ever do by yourself. So Dr. Kalani, you do so many things. How can doctors who are interested in learning about the box, the concierge practice, the aesthetics, how can they learn more about you? Where can they find you?
Well, I am on all social media platforms with the handle Dr. Kalani. That's DrKelenne. It's Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr, you name it, I'm there. Also, you can get access to the Flourish Gift Box, which is amazing. I can't say so myself. All the products are created by actually other African-American physicians. And so you can go to flourishgiftbox.com. That's FlourishGift, box.com. And then also to learn more about me, my practice, you can go to www.drkelenne.com. That's DrKelenne.com.
Any last words for our listeners, the doctors who are listening, Dr. Kalani, any last words for them?
I would say don't be afraid to just step outside of your comfort zone, because you'll never know how high or how far you'll get until you actually try.
I love that. Thank you for being a guest on our show, Dr. Kalani. You know we love you. We're always there to support you. Medical Moguls, Dr. Kalani, who are listening, check out her Flourish Box. Where can you find it at again?
www.flourishgiftbox.com.
Okay. Have a good day, Medical Moguls.
Doctors, thank you so much for listening to the Monetize Your Medical Degree podcast with Dr. Dre. What was your big takeaway? What action are you going to take today? Remember, every action is one more step towards the lifestyle of freedom that you deserve. To get started now, visit medicalmoguls.com. That's medical, M-O-G-U-L-S.com. We'll see you next time.